Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Well, there are many people who want to avoid the Lollapalooza neighborhood, but there are some restaurants in the area, and if you're not going to Lollapalooza, you may want to brave it into the city. And here to talk about it is food writer Lisa Shames, who occasionally is in Time Out Chicago with the Sun-Times and with us this morning on WGN. Good morning, Lisa. Let's talk about what's happening. These restaurants you are talking about here, mostly South Loop.
South Loop. There's also quite a number in River North, because basically this whole part of the city is kind of taken over by all the Lala festivities and the people around in the hotels and such. So there's definitely a vibe going on throughout those areas. So definitely included more than just the areas right next to Grant Park.
Let's talk about some of the places you're writing about. Tell us what's going on at Beatrix and the Beatrix and the Beatrix Market.
They're doing, if you have a wristband, they have, you get a $1 cold brew, which I imagine a lot of these people are going to need because the festivities are pretty long each day. So I think that's pretty cool. They're also doing like a Greek yogurt, which is if you want to, you know, get something healthy in before some of the more unhealthy things you might eat. So I think that's pretty cool. Beatrice Market also has a really terrific salad bar, which I'm a big fan of. And the Beatrix itself has a pretty expansive menu, a lot of vegetarian kind of dishes. So a pretty mixture of menu to make a lot of people happy. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're in River North, Streeterville, and Fulton Market. Another place that you wrote about, and I'm fascinated with Tao Chicago, T-A-O. I was there like a long time ago, and I forgot about this huge spot. It's basically a nightclub, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super expansive. It's an old historic building. Supposedly it's haunted. I don't have a... You know, I can't guarantee that or not, but it's two levels. They have a variety of different events. They have some DJs going on, so there's always something there. There's an Asian Ford restaurant that's there. So that's just a fun place to go if you like big nightclubs. It's got a really good vibe, so that's always a good place. And if you don't, a lot of people might not necessarily be from this part of the city or maybe are from the suburbs, so that's a good place to visit for a pretty unique experience.
Tao Chicago and River North. I do remember the food was really great.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. They can have like smaller plates, larger plates. Of course, there's great cocktails, as any good nightclub will have. So you got a lot going on there to keep you entertained.
What's going on at the Time Out Market?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, they have so many wonderful vendors there. They had something last night. It was a tribute to house music. So that was kind of their super Lala connection. But in general, Time Out Market is nice because there's so many different places you can eat at. There's also a bar. There's an upstairs area. So again, it's one of those places that if you're coming with people that, you know, nobody likes the same thing, you can go to a Time Out Market and everybody's going to find something they like.
Yeah, that's the great thing about food halls, Time Out Market there in the West Loop. And a place that I really like, although I haven't been there in a long time, the 11 City Diner. And this is a great deli, isn't it?
It's a wonderful deli. It's kind of got that old school vibe, but it's in a kind of a more modern feeling. One of those places, it's been around for a while. It's on, in the South Loop, so some people may not have been there before. It's a little bit away. It's not away from Grant Park, but it's not right on top of it. So if you walk over a couple blocks, you might escape a few of the crowds. I live downtown right near Union Station, so it's basically just like people going back and forth on the streets there. But if you go, a little bit north or south, a couple of those streets there aren't quite as crazy. So that's why 11 City Diner, I think, would be a great area to kind of explore over there.
Yeah, and talk about a place that's been around a while, Miller's Pub, and it's a little bit away from the action. And this is a classic spot, isn't it?
I adore it. you meet all kinds of people when you're there at the bar. There's a number of regulars that go. It's really big with tourists. The bartenders are super nice and friendly. They have a lot of beers on tap. They also have really good food. I believe the owners now are Greek, so there's a lot of little Greek touches on the menu, a Greek chicken. I think there's like a Greek salad. Then they have a prime rib and prime rib sandwich. And I think it's just worth it to go, even if you're not hungry, just to kind of check it out, because it's just really a beautiful old room. They renovated it not too long ago. A lot of stained glass and beautiful chandeliers. So a pretty classic Chicago joint,
yeah,
I think.
For almost 90 years, Miller's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. When you're talking about these places, downtown, South Loop, West Loop, do they have specials just for people who are who have those Lalo wristbands, or are they doing specials for everybody?
Specials for everybody. It's a mix, but I'm seeing more this year of specials for everybody, which I think is nice because, you know, not everybody necessarily has the means to go to Lollapalooza, but they still want to get into the fun, the festivities, because it really does take over this area. But we're having a huge renaissance in Chicago for happy hours. So it'd be easier to kind of tell you the restaurants that aren't doing it than the ones that are. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really good thing to take advantage of. You can come, if you come a little bit later, grab a happy hour at one of the restaurants in River North. I live near this great place called Terra Imare. They do happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and it's kind of in between Union Station and Grant Park. So you can kind of grab a bite and then keep on walking and head to the festival. And again, that's just a regular special, but I think it's nice that the happy hours become such a big deal, especially as things have gotten so expensive. But you can find it in a lot of different restaurants doing those kind of specials.
And I hope you have a happy weekend. Lisa Shames, food writer, thanks for talking about some of the food in the area, but not too close to Lollapalooza. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Lisa.
You're welcome. You too.